You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
All the details that are essential to include on your wedding venue contract. Thousands of engaged couples have planned simple, meaningful, and affordable multi-day, multi-event wedding celebrations, and you can do it too with Wedding Weekend by Design. Wedding Weekend by Design is a digital wedding planning package specifically for couples who want to maximize their wedding celebration across multiple days and multiple events. Whether you're stuck in the initial thoughts of, I don't think we can pull that off with our time and budget phase, or you've already committed but you're finding yourselves in a tangled mess of half-made plans, finally, I have an incredibly straightforward 6-step framework to planning your multi-day wedding celebration from start to finish with absolutely zero guesswork. Visit weddingweekend.co to get started planning your dream celebration today. That website again is weddingweekend.co. Enjoy the show. All of the essential details to include in your wedding venue contract. Regardless of whether we're talking about venues or contracts, your budget, stress points, your wedding party, whatever the topic is, the bottom line is that helping you to plan a wedding celebration that reflects your priorities is always the driving force behind the Wedding Planning Podcast. And in today's show, we're going to explore the third pillar of any successful wedding celebration, which of course is the strategy. Today's convo is a strategy gem. This is Wedding Planning Podcast Classic. We're going to go over all the ins and outs of everything that should be included within your wedding venue contract. If you've already booked a venue and signed a contract, I would highly recommend pulling out that actual contract and stick around for today's show to check and be sure that all the key items we're going to discuss today are addressed in your document. Your wedding venue is literally the centerpiece of your dream wedding, and it's also likely the most expensive decision that you'll make throughout the course of your entire engagement. So we need to be extra cautious in getting all the details cemented just right. Before we get started, let me add that we are not going to go into a ton of details on the actual venue shopping process. However, there are 11 premium wedding planning podcast episodes dedicated to shopping for the perfect wedding venue, and you can find those inside my signature digital planning package. For access to those bonus episodes and so much more, simply visit wedpodcast.com. Now, of course, every couple and every wedding situation is very unique, so not every single thing we review today will necessarily be applicable to every single couple. And with that, let's dive into the essential items to be included on your wedding venue contract. The first thing is very obvious, as are a lot of these, but we're going to cover them just to be thorough. The first thing you'll definitely want included on that document is everyone's name and detailed contact information. This includes the name of the venue, the name of your contact person, and ideally one or two backup contact people who you can pick up the phone and dial directly if you have a question. It should also include your names and your contact information so that the venue can contact you as well. Next item that falls into the pretty obvious category is the date and specific times. It is not enough to have a July 17th, 2024 date on that contract. You also need to have the specific time that you have the property rented out for. And we're going to dive into that a little bit deeper further down the list. Next, very important details to include in your contract are the details of the specific space or rooms to be used. Many of these venue properties are very expansive and they have multiple different areas and separate spaces that can be rented out. For example, if you're touring a winery, they likely have multiple outdoor patios, they may have a private gazebo, they likely have multiple indoor rooms, private dining areas. You need that contract to specify exactly what areas you will have access to on your given date. And this is somewhat of a side note that ties back into the venue shopping process, which I said we were not going to go into, and I'm not going to go deep into it. But as you're touring venues, really be deliberate about the specific spaces that you will have access to. I have an example that jumps out in my memory of some friends who got married at a pretty big hotel here in San Diego. They have a ginormous ballroom area that they divide with literally plain old flimsy room dividers. So they will have this humongous ballroom sectioned off into three pieces and have three different wedding receptions going at the same time. This is pretty common, but in this situation, they did not have three separate access points to those three different weddings. So one wedding, literally all the members, all the party, all the guests, you literally had to walk through ballroom number one to get to ballroom number two, which was sandwiched in the middle of these three spaces. Not ideal to have your wedding guests literally have to walk through someone else's wedding in order to get to your space. And also not ideal to be that poor couple who was stuck in room number one and having all these random people walking through their wedding. So that is a kind of a worst case scenario, but just a note to be very aware that booking the venue does not guarantee that you're going to have access to any space you see on that property. You're going to need to be very, very specific in your contract about which areas you are going to have access to. The next very important point, and we touched a minute ago on specific times, this kind of goes a little bit deeper into that. You're going to need to have outlined in your contract the time that you are able to have your vendors show up and start setting things up. Whether it's your vendors, whether it's you and your friends and your wedding party, whoever it is, you need to know what time you can show up on the property to drop things off. That might be a couple days in advance where they will allow you to store your decorations and your favors and your napkins and your signs. It might be 2 hours before the event begins, in which case you're going to have to do some additional logistics and planning. Whatever the time frame is, it's just important that you know that ahead of time so that you can allow yourself adequate time and adequate planning in order to make sure you're not crunched at the end. I would hate for anyone to assume that they can go ahead and drop all their stuff off at the venue a week ahead of time and then just set up on the day of. That may not be the case, so very, very important that you have it stipulated in very precise language exactly what time you can have your vendors show up and start setting up your decorations, your tables, etc. And the next key element for that contract will be the number of guests, the number of tables, and ideally a floor plan. Now, this might be subject to change between the time when you commit to that venue and then anywhere up to a few weeks out from your wedding date. And we're going to cover that more in just a few minutes when we talk about your final deposit and due dates. But just to touch on it really, really quickly, when you book your venue and you're signing a contract, you are likely not going to have a final headcount at that time. I won't say that never happens, but it would be kind of unlikely for you to have an exact number at that point. But you do need to make sure that your rough guest list is compatible with that venue. So for example, if the venue's maximum capacity is 100 people and you have 150 people on your guest list, that may not be an ideal situation. So this is the time to confront these things head on and not sweep them under the rug so that you get into trouble months down the road. So we'll talk about the actual numbers and the final count and all that a little bit later in today's show, But in essence, be sure that the number of guests, the tables, and a generalization of the floor plan is something that is addressed in that contract.
Hi, I'm Chris Gethard, and I'm very excited to tell you about Beautiful Anonymous, a podcast where I talk to random people on the phone. I tweet out a phone number, thousands of people try to call, I talk to one of them, they stay anonymous, I can't hang up, that's all the rules. I never know what's going to happen. We get serious ones. I've talked with meth dealers on their way to prison. I've talked to people who survived mass shootings. Crazy funny ones. I talked to a guy with a goose laugh, somebody who dresses up as a pirate on the weekends. I never know what's going to happen. It's a great show. Subscribe today. Beautiful Anonymous.
Coordinating suit and tuxedo looks for your fiancé and wedding party can get pretty overwhelming. That's why Generation Tux makes it simple, fun, and convenient with online suit and tuxedo rentals that allow you to do everything online from the comfort of your own home. Generation Tux specializes in online suit and tuxedo rentals with high-quality men's formal wear rentals starting at just $99 and award-winning customer service. It is awesome and so convenient that they offer a free home try-on, and they'll even deliver you swatches so that you can match the colors to your decor, your venue, and your wedding party. And best of all, you get free round-trip shipping with virtual consultations with their customer experience and stylists, and even access to online tools to help you plan the perfect wedding. You can try Generation Tux for yourself by visiting generationtux.com. Build your head-to-toe looks, get free color swatches, a free home try-on, and manage your entire wedding party online. That's GENERATIONTUX.com. Susan's Travel Services is so excited to partner with you to plan your honeymoon, destination wedding, or maybe even your bachelor or bachelorette party. Susan and her team have been planning dream vacations for 27 years, and they are truly the best in the business for start-to-finish planning services. Travel and new experiences are incredibly special to me, and Susan and her team have helped me plan some unforgettable vacations, including a bachelorette party in Cabo and a family anniversary celebration in Cancun. They meticulously researched the best all-inclusive options for us based on some very specific priorities, and the professional assistance in choosing location, resort, activities, and transportation was absolutely priceless. From all-inclusive resorts in Mexico and the Caribbean, overwater bungalows in the Maldives, or that African safari that you've always dreamed of, save yourself hours of research and guesswork and let Susan and her team find you the best options for a once-in-a-lifetime vacation. Reach out to Susan and her team today by emailing info@susanstravelservices.com. And be sure to let her know that I sent you and get $50 off your final booking or $200 off your destination wedding. Her email one more time is info@susanstravelservices.com. All right, my friend, we are back and let's continue our conversation on the essentials for your wedding venue contract. A very lightning speed recap of what we've gone over so far. You're going to need your names and contact information on that contract. That goes for you and your partner and also for the venue itself and any contact personnel who you can pick up the telephone and call for questions. That should all be spelled out. You need your date and specific times of your event. You're also going to want to detail the specific space or rooms that you will be able to use on your wedding day. And you'll also want detailed in that contract the time that you are able to show up and start setting up your things. You being you, your friends, your family, your vendors, whoever it is that you've designated. And then lastly, we touched quickly on your number of guests, the tables, and a generalized floor plan so that there aren't any surprises on the day of your wedding. And with that, let's keep going. And this next one is so important. And honestly, we could probably dedicate an entire show to this topic alone. The next item that you need to have on that contract is a very itemized list of every single thing that you are paying for. In other words, every single thing that the venue is providing to you needs to be listed out on your contract. If this needs to be on an addendum, on an attachment, on an Excel spreadsheet that everyone signs and initials, whatever it is, this is so critical. If you are booking an all-inclusive wedding venue, all-inclusive means different things to different people and to different properties. So to say I have booked an all-inclusive venue and simply assume that that means you get a wedding planner, a photographer, a videography team, all the food, all the beverages, all the setup, all the cleanup. Not necessarily, my friend. And this is where so many couples get into deep trouble, especially with their budget, because they do not take the time to manage expectations right up front. So as you're sitting down with that venue manager and you're going through this contract, it is so important to have them outline every single thing that you get when you pay for that venue space. And there is a flip side here, because you're also going to need to create a detailed listing of everything that you will need to supply. So wherever there are holes, wherever there are things that the venue is not providing to you, you're going to need to come and supply those things. What specifically they will be, it's impossible for me to tell, because every single venue, every single setup is very unique and very specific. My best advice to you as you're sitting down with that venue manager or that coordinator and you're putting together this contract, I would ask them, do you have a list of things that couples typically supply on their own? That might look like tables, table decor, place settings. It just really depends on your venue. It may or may not be included. You cannot assume that it will be included, because I can guarantee you, if it's not spelled out in black and white on that contract you're signing, then it is not included. 9 times out of 10. Maybe 99 times out of 100. We cannot assume that anything is included unless it's spelled out in black and white on that contract. Now, as you begin to understand all the things that are included, and again, on the flip side, all the things that are not included, it's really important to take a step back and be very realistic about the things that you're going to need to supply. If you and your partner are kind of going out on a stretch here and you're really splurging on an quote all-inclusive venue space, but then you come to find out during the contract phase that not everything you thought would be included actually is included, and now all of a sudden you are going to be responsible for supplying a list of 12 things that you didn't expect, that's going to add up to be a lot of extra money out of your pocket. So it's just really important that you understand the responsibility involved on your part to organize, book, and manage all of those extra things. And then, of course, paying for all of those extra things and just being sure that everything is going to fall in line with a budget that makes sense for you. Okay, that was a lot of information to cover on that one little point to get a specific listing of everything that comes included with your venue. Next item to cover on that contract is any pertinent insurance, permits, or licensing requirements. Now, this is another topic that is pretty much impossible to generalize for all wedding situations, because every state, every municipality, every city is going to have very different guidelines and requirements for what is included and what is required of a venue that's hosting a large event, likely serving alcohol, etc., etc. And then next item to cover in your wedding venue contract, you're going to need the names of all the managers, the supervisors, and their backups on the day of your celebration. Your coordinator, catering, decoration and florals, valet people, etc. Now, will every venue be able to definitively supply this information right on the spot when you book the venue? I mean, potentially you're booking this venue 2, maybe even 3 years in advance. Probably not. They probably will not have the foresight to know exactly who's going to be working there 2 or 3 years down the road. There is turnover, etc. However, it is still very important that you circle back in the 6 months or so ahead of your wedding date and confirm that you do have an updated list of all of your contacts at that venue. This will be key information to pass along to any wedding planner who you're working with or anyone who you've designated to be your point person on the wedding day. The last thing on earth we want to have happen is have it be time to show up for cocktail hour and all of a sudden nobody can reach the venue manager. Something has gone wrong. We need to reach someone to ask a question and you don't have their phone number. That can be easily avoided by making sure that you proactively have that all laid out in your contract. You'll also want to see any setup fees, any cleanup fees, or fees for going over time. And then let's just blanket add here, any additional fees. I want every single penny of that grand total accounted for in black and white. Just because a venue is all-inclusive doesn't mean that there won't be extra setup fees, extra cleanup fees, and there will certainly almost always be fees if your things are not cleared out and not cleaned up at the appointed time. So be sure that all of that is very clearly understood. And then coming to the end of our list here, you're going to need to see the total cost. And along with that total cost, that needs to be itemized. So everything that we've touched on today that has a cost associated with it, you'll want a list of every single one of those things that totals to the exact total cost. This includes gratuities and any and every single other line item that you're being billed for. As you're signing this contract and you're entering into this agreement, most wedding venues will take a deposit at that time to hold your spot and reserve your date. That's very common. And you will also want to know on your contract the due date of any other deposits. Maybe you're just doing a partial first deposit and there's a second deposit due. It's all going to be very situational depending on the property that you're working with. So make sure that you understand exactly how much money you owe and when, and stay on top of those dates because you're going to risk losing your deposit and or the venue altogether if you're not on top of this stuff. And then on the topic of amounts and due dates, you also need to understand when they need your final balance and the due date of that final balance. That will typically also come along with submitting your final head count. So you'll have your final guest count ideally in the month before your wedding. I think a lot of venues will accept that number up to 2 weeks before your wedding. And if they're charging you per person, then that's where that final balance number will come from. And just make sure you understand and you have it marked very clearly on your calendar when that due date is. And then, last but not least, certainly not least, it is very important that you understand the venue's cancellation and refund policy. All right, that was pretty thorough, right? I hope today's show has you feeling 100% confident about signing a contract with your dream wedding venue. But remember, the most magical venue in the world with an airtight contract means nothing if you're flailing in overwhelm and anxiety and you're too stressed out to even enjoy it. You know what's the number one biggest regret that newlywed couples share? It's that our wedding came, went, and was over in the blink of an eye. So why not extend the experience out across multiple days and multiple events and make it a wedding weekend? There are just 6 easy steps to planning a life-changing wedding weekend, and you can access the formula right now when you visit weddingweekend.co. Take advantage of flexible payment options or pay in full and get a complimentary wedding strategy call when you visit weddingweekend.co. I'll see you there.